I am Charlie Sears. I am part of Alaska Filmmaker, and I'm currently the treasurer, former president.
So there are certainly higher paying jobs, but do you feel you make a fair amount of money for the work that you do in film editing?
Yeah. You know, it's always a struggle, but, you know, trying to find out how much, you know, you're worth, but it's for sure.
All right. So switching on to a little bit of a different topic, do you happen to have a college degree? And if you do, what is it in?
I don't have a college degree.
Do you have a different type of job education that you'd like to explain?
You know, I went to college and, you know, I have friends that went to college and graduated. I have friends like myself that went to college and then didn't go back after a semester. And we're all capable of doing the jobs that we do. And so it's just depending on where you want to take your life kind of thing. And for me, job experience was the way to go. And I had an opportunity to work on Big Miracle when it was up here in 2009. And I learned more in that 2.5 months working on that feature film than I did in the 4 months I did in college. So that experience alone was more beneficial to me. May not have been beneficial to somebody else who wants to go to school, but yeah.
So you mentioned you worked on the set of Big Miracle, and you also just mentioned that you learn a lot by being on sets. Would you say that that's what you worked on that started getting you to the point that you're at today?
Yeah. Without that movie, I wouldn't be here today. Yeah. Without that movie. Because I met a lot of great people on that set. Deborah Schultz and Bob Crockett, who were big people at that, or they're still big in the state, but they were a big component of making the tax incentive happen. And so they were on that set and I met them, and they kind of took me under their wing and developed me as a filmmaker and as a professional on set. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be here today without that project.
So you mentioned the tax incentive. Would you mind explaining what that is a little bit?
Yeah. So every state, not every state, but a majority of states have a film tax incentive that incentivizes films to come to their state to film, and it's usually in the form of tax credits. And Alaska had one of the most aggressive, with up to 56%, with a baseline of 30%. So if you spent $100,000, you could get back $30,000 in tax credits. So when a producer is trying to make a movie, they're trying to see, how can I get money back the quickest? So if you have a big aggressive tax incentive, well, they're going to look at your state more often. That's where Michigan, Georgia, Louisiana, all those big states that the film industry kind of blew up in, they had really aggressive ones as well. And so once people saw that, we started getting a lot of productions coming up. And then in 2013, I believe it got repealed. 2013, 2014, it was repealed because we went into a recession. So tax, you know, the tax incentive did a lot of good for this state, though, especially because a lot of productions came off in the off season, the wintertime. So we were able to fill hotel rooms and things like that in the off season, which was pretty important.
All right. So switching gears again, is it hard emotionally or mentally to be criticized or told to change things that go with your vision compared to what you were contracted to do?
Yeah. It can be. When I was younger, I fought really hard for the things that I did in an edit. You grow up. When you grow up and you get more experience with the process, you kind of let go. You kind of realize you have to let go of some things and not be married to them. And it's still hard because you might fight really hard for something. But it is hard to let go of a creative vision that you may have. And sometimes, you know, if you have a client that understands that you're passionate about something, they see it, they'll let it go or try to compromise with you. But it is tough.
So I've also been informed that you were credited in 4 films. I was wondering which was your favorite to work on and why?
4. Or were they? Big Miracle. It was my very first movie. It's my very first movie I worked on, and I'll say that's the best. It was the best experience. Even seasoned people who worked in the industry for 30 years said it was the best movie they had ever worked on. So I would say that was probably the best experience. The one where I learned the most about how the industry works as a whole, because like, and not on that film, it was very much like we were in our own little box from the rest of the film industry. The one that I learned like really how everything worked was Frozen Ground, which was the Nick Cage, John Cusack movie that came up here.
So how old were you when you worked on the set of Big Miracle?
19.
19.
Yeah.
Is that, would you say that that's a rather young age, or is that?
Yeah. I mean, it was right outside of, you know, I went to school when I was 18, got back, worked at Best Buy, and then, yeah, I would say it's a, yeah, I'd say it's young. I was the youngest person. I was the youngest person on set for 4 years before, like, Quentin Smith got onto the scene. So,
all right. That's all the questions that I have for today, unless you have anything you'd like to add.
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
All right. Cool.